This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has signed another relief bill aimed at getting help to small businesses, hospitals, and others in the hard-hit U.S. economy. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has details.
It's the fourth massive relief package, $500 billion to help deal with a virus that has killed more than 50,000 Americans and cost one in six U.S. jobs. Half the money will replenish a small business payroll fund that quickly ran out of cash. Billions more will go to hospitals and testing. The bill passed nearly unanimously on Capitol Hill, and while future packages are likely, battle lines are being drawn. Senate GOP chief Mitch McConnell says he wants to pump the brakes on runaway spending. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democrats want more money for state and local governments to pay frontline workers like paramedics. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres joined leaders from the European Union and beyond Friday to ensure all countries get the tools they need to fight the coronavirus outbreak. The Secretary General said treatments and vaccines for the virus should belong to the whole world, not to individual countries or regions.
So let this be one vital lesson of this pandemic: the need for new urgency in support of global public goods and universal health coverage.
He spoke during a virtual launch event co-hosted by France's President Emmanuel Macron, the World Health Organization's Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The United States did not take part in the launch. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Navy officials have recommended the reinstatement of the captain of the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier, who was fired for sending a fraught email asking for help when members of his crew tested positive for the coronavirus. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
The chief of naval operations has recommended the reinstatement of Navy Captain Brett Crozier, who was relieved of command of the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt after sending an email pleading for faster action to protect his crew from a coronavirus outbreak. Officials familiar with the investigation, who spoke on condition of anonymity, tell the Associated Press Admiral Mike Gilday spoke with General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, on Tuesday, and with Defense Secretary Mark Esper Friday morning. No decision has been made. Esper has asked for a delay in any public announcement while he considers the recommendation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Saudi-led coalition said Friday that it was extending a unilateral ceasefire in Yemen by 1 month to support efforts to contain the coronavirus pandemic. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron has details.
The extension was reported by the state-run Saudi press agency, citing a coalition spokesman. A two-week ceasefire announced by the coalition that's battling the Iran-aligned Houthi group in Yemen expired on Thursday with no permanent truce. The Houthi group did not accept the coalition's previous ceasefire announcement. Continued violence in several provinces has raised fears the war will grind on and shatter Yemen's already weakened ability to combat the coronavirus. The Houthis ousted the internationally recognized Saudi-backed government from power in the capital Sana'a in late 2014. Yemen has reported only one confirmed case of the novel coronavirus. But aid groups fear a catastrophic outbreak should the virus spread among an acutely malnourished population in a country without adequate testing capabilities.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Organizers of a year-long international Arctic science expedition say they have found a way to keep going despite difficulties caused by pandemic lockdowns. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
A leading institute for polar and ocean research in Germany says the expedition ship RV Polarstern will leave its position in the high Arctic for 3 weeks next month, the rendezvous with two vessels bringing fresh supplies and crew. The manoeuvre is necessary because travel restrictions imposed to prevent the spread of the new coronavirus make a planned resupply by plane and ship from Norway impossible. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.